This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 666. Inspiring practice activities for all four IELTS skills. Get it done in 2019.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get inspiring and motivating activities and goals for all four IELTS sections to add to your study plan today. Start improving your skills now. Hello, everyone. I know that you're not listening to this on New Year's, but I am recording this on New Year's Eve. Yes, I am fine-tuning my own goals for 2019, and I was struck by inspiration, and I'm going to help you guys fine-tune your IELTS goals. Guys, today, I thought of the coolest activities for you to start doing immediately to get ready for your IELTS exam. So listen up, guys, because I have really amazing recommendations for all four sections, all four skills for IELTS to get you ready for your next exam. And remember, if you are really, really ready to commit yourself to get those scores, remember that Three Keys IELTS guarantees your increase, you guys. And you get a bonus because you're one of the most amazing podcast listeners. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course or allearsenglish.com/coach. And that's how you get the course and the Skype sessions with me. Okay, so let's get into it, you guys. All right, so IELTS 2019. All right, so let's start with speaking. Your goal for speaking is to find your voice and confidence. What I mean by finding your voice, it means like really feel like you're being you when you speak English, right? Like you're not a student, you're not searching for words and ideas. You are saying exactly what you want to say in English, and that is confidence, right? So here's a couple ideas for you guys. In the morning, I want you to talk to yourself in English out loud. I want you to state a positive goal that you are going to accomplish that day, all right? Like maybe talk to a coworker or start a novel, right? Just something. No matter how small, right? Today, I am going to make my lunch at home so I don't spend money at work. Whatever a positive, achievable goal is for that day, talk about it out loud. And then at the end of the day, I want you to again talk to yourself out loud in English and talk about one positive thing, one cool thing that you did or you saw or you experienced that day. And again, it could be small. It could be like, when I was on the subway to work this morning, I saw the sweetest old lady and we had a great conversation and she told me about her grandchildren, whatever. I always find that people that I just have the best conversations with strangers on public transit. So yeah, so that's your goal, guys. At the end of the day, talk about one cool thing that you saw or did or experienced, okay? All right, awesome. Let's get to writing. So I've talked before about trying to develop writing fluency, right? So I've mentioned the website Creative Writing Prompts. Come back to the blog post for this, you guys. I'm going to write all this stuff down, including that website I just mentioned. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and this is episode 666. Oh, gosh, that's one of the scary numbers. Okay, but today isn't scary. Today is exciting. Okay, so, all right, so toward that end of developing writing fluency, and you know what? This is kind of similar to the speaking goal, like finding your voice and confidence in English. So, all right, this is a really fun activity, you guys. Go to a public place like a coffee shop where you can sit down with your notebook and you could people watch. I love people watching. If you don't know what that is, guys, you just sit and you just look at people. You just watch crazy people in a city. It's fun. So anyway, go to a public place where you can people watch like a coffee shop. Choose one person. All right. And I want you to imagine the life of this person. Write about what you think this person is about. So like, what is their name, for example? Describe the clothes they are wearing in detail. What do you think their job is? What do you think their personal life is like? What do you think they love to do in their free time? What do you think they're afraid of doing? Okay, again, guys, come back to the blog post. I'll write down these questions. So this is a great place to start for getting you going, right? Having these guiding questions while you write. So work on that character building and character development to develop writing fluency. Yes, it will help your IELTS writing score because you will be confident and descriptive in your ideas. But guys, it's also just a great exercise, just a great activity. Hello, lovely students. Thank you for tuning in today. Remember, your special bonus, How to Wake Up the Examiner, is waiting for you when you commit yourself to success with 3 Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, now for listening, choose a show, choose a TV series that you can binge. Actually, find a couple days in your schedule where you have some time, right? And you can binge like at least two to four episodes each day and really dig into a series. There's more here, guys. There's more to this activity. But just quickly, I want to recommend this show called Electric Dreams. If you guys have watched Black Mirror, you will love this show. It's very sci-fi, very fantasy. It's based on Philip K. Dick's novels and short stories. So Philip K. Dick, one of the most famous sci-fi writers. So again, the show is called Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams. All right, so while you binge or after you binge this show, choose one of the actors or the writer or the director. Go onto imdb.com and research that person and find another project involving that person and dig into that. Really dig in as you are finding things you love, use imdb.com, use Wikipedia, and learn more about this creative person and their projects, okay? Guys, of course, this improves your listening, your vocabulary, all of that. But this further research that I'm recommending, it really adds to your vocab and your ideas, okay? And just motivating you to get into ways to experience English, right? Improve your listening, get vocab, get ideas. All right. Last one, guys, reading. So in the blog post, in a recent blog post, I talked about the website goodreads.com. Guys, remember, I write a blog post every Friday on IELTS.allearsenglish.com. So don't miss those articles. Okay, so goodreads.com. In that blog post, I was talking about how some people think they don't like reading. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you're just like, I don't like to read. Oh, well, first of all, that I hope that's not you. But second of all, guys, I honestly, truly believe there is reading material out there for everyone, okay? So I'm going to add to this in a second, but I do want to tell you what I said in the blog post. So go to goodreads.com. You can click on genre and or browse or search, and then it says explore by genre. So think about what kind of shows and movies you like, whether it be sci-fi or romance or whatever, and explore books by genre. The website recommends books for you. But here's another one, okay? Think of a book that you really liked. Go to this website and put the title in, and then it'll say readers also enjoyed this. So if you put in a title you liked, it'll recommend other books similar to that that you probably will also like. So really explore this website, guys. I really, honestly, truly believe there is a novel out there for everyone. And guys, I cannot underline or highlight the importance enough of reading to improve all of your IELTS scores. So I really do, I'm putting a bit of pressure on you because this is really important, but I don't want it to feel pressured. I want you to be motivated and I want you to feel pleasure from reading, okay? All right. And also, guys, graphic novels. It doesn't have to be a novel. It could be, you know, graphic novels and comic books as well. Those totally count. I just got into a series called Tank Girl that my sister got me for Christmas. Okay, guys, if you are in our course, then you can ask me about recommendations for all of this stuff in our Facebook group, and I am happy to do so. And also, don't forget to sign up for our YouTube Live event coming up on January 23rd. Go to allearsenglish.com/idioms. And the reason why you should sign up is that we will send you two idioms that you can use in speaking part one immediately. So sign up for YouTube Live, guys, and then put it in your calendar. January 23rd, come live so you can ask me questions. And I'm going to prepare vocab to teach you in this YouTube Live session, all from all four, speaking part three and writing task two. So all that formal academic vocab for you guys. All right, everyone. I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.